Side 2. Riding to within 100 yards of the town wall, Sir Simon saw the blackbird on the gate tower, and she was indeed a beauty. She stood straight, slender and tall, cloaked against the winter wind, but with her long black hair loose like a young girl. She offered him a mocking bow, and Sir Simon responded, bending awkwardly in the tight saddle. He stood his horse quite still as she put the crossbow to her shoulder. "Come on, you bitch," he said under his breath. It was cold, but there was sweat on his forehead. He kept his head up and his gaze straight. "And when we're inside the town," he thought, "I'll make you pay for this. You'll be flat on your ass, blackbird, and I'll be on top." The blackbird closed her eyes and shot. Sir Simon saw the quarrel from her crossbow as a small black blur against the grey sky. He knew it would go wide, knew it with an absolute certainty. She was a woman, for God's sake. And that was why he did not move as he saw the blur coming straight for him. He could not believe it. At the last instant, he jerked up the heavy shield and felt a huge thump on his left arm as the bolt slammed home to throw him hard against the saddle's cantle. The bolt split through the willow boards and gouged a deep cut through the male's sleeve and into his forearm. The French were cheering, and Sir Simon pressed his knee into his destrier's flank, and the beast obediently turned and responded to the spurs. "Goddamn bitch," he thought. "He would pay her right enough. Pay her till she squealed." "You're tired of life?" the Earl of Northampton inquired of Sir Simon an hour later. "A silly bitch shut her eyes when she pulled the trigger," Sir Simon said, oblivious to the Earl's sour tone. "She still aimed well," the Earl...